All right. Thanks. Let's introduce our guest speaker.
Well, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, as I said, we bring the best in the country on here to share with y'all to help you clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life so that you can really, own a family business that can last, beyond your lifetime. And Nathan and I was talking about that today, as a matter of fact, why he's doing the business, why we're doing the business. And it was really interesting talking to this young man, because the first time we saw him, I think he was about 20 years old. He's been in the business a little while. Quick, his background is he's one of 9 children. I know how that feels. and like a lot of other people, there wasn't much money in the family, from what I understand. But he did really good in school. I mean, once he was homeschooled, then he went to school and did really well. Ended up going to an Ivy League school. He was a 2-time All-American wrestler, which is, I didn't know anything about that. And he said when he graduated with a 4.0, I think he says, I was highly qualified to be totally useless.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, what a statement.
He really didn't have a career or the skills he thought he needed. But fortunately, he had gone to the library when he was very young and started studying. And he had learned a lot about, personal development. And by the time he found Legal Shield, he already had a 10-year advantage on almost everybody, to really kick this business off. And I wonder how he grew so fast, so young. So, we're delighted to have him on here. He's married. He's got 2 kids. And if you have a chance when you're at the convention, I would really recommend that you, get a chance to meet him, so maybe sit down and buy him a cup of coffee or dinner or something like that. And also, he's been on the national stage training. I mean, the Home Office trusts him enough to do that.
Yeah.
And Nathan, I can't tell you how pleased we are to have you on and honored to have you on here to share your message tonight. So if you're on there, just chime in.
Well, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we hear you fine. And thanks one more time for coming on and pouring into our organization. We really are pleased to have you here.
Well, what an honor it is to be asked to, and I'm just excited to spend a few minutes and with the greats, like the coins that you are, and the gardeners, and it's just cool looking back over my career over the past 7.5 years now, and I can remember seeing you guys in the presentations and the profiles of success and at the national conventions, and how humbled I am to be able to pour into your organization over the next few minutes, and I hope that I bring value. So thank you very much, and I got so much out of our conversation earlier. It was just cool to kind of hear the philosophies that I've heard you share from stage, but in a private, intimate conversation. It was really quite powerful. So thank you to you and Teresa. And let me go ahead and just jump right into it in hopes that I can stir people up. And I remember you saying that early, clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life. And that's a philosophy that I live by in my organization. I'm always looking to simplify. And I appreciate you sharing some of my story, and just to kind of full round out the way that things occurred for me in Legal Shield. I did grow up in a big family. I'm the 4th of 9 children. My parents got married very young. They're now 53 and 54. There's 14 grandchildren and 9 children. And as I mentioned, they're not very old. They're 53, they're 54 years old. And, talk about a legacy, that they've really built a legacy of family, but they didn't really build a legacy of finances. And I've racked my brain over this many a times because I had a unique upbringing, but I know I wouldn't trade it. I've always come back to that general consensus that I wouldn't trade it, because they taught us the important things in life, which were how to treat people. What mattered much greater than money or worldly possessions was our relationship with God, our relationships with each other. And as I shared with you earlier, at about 10 years old, which is pretty young, I suppose, I kind of realized, if I'm going to live a comfortable life, it's probably not going to be from my parents providing it. I'm going to have to do something. And I did. I start to just get really focused on my studies. And I share that to share because, or share that to say that at 20 years old, when somebody introduced this business to me, I took off relatively quick. I earned $35,000 my first 4 months. I had a team of over 500 people my first 6 months, and I had zero experience in business, zero experience in network marketing. I didn't even know what network marketing was. before somebody introduced me to Legal Shield. And it was because I built a lot of philosophies in my life and discipline, being a wrestler, cutting weight. If you know anything about the sport of wrestling, when you can deny eating food to make weight to go out and wrestle, selling a membership is pretty easy, right? You know, getting somebody to say yes or dealing with somebody saying no, it's just not that hard. And what I would suggest to everyone on the call is think of your life. You know, maybe that upbringing that I had is nothing like yours. You know, maybe you grew up rich and wealthy. And if you did, that's good for you. I hate you. I'm joking. But, you know, for those of you that have struggled, then you know that the struggle's real and it doesn't compare to the adversity and the obstacles that you'll have to go through to build a successful business, you know, in Legal Shield or outside of Legal Shield. But if you're a mother, if you're a parent, if you're a husband, if you're a wife, I mean, look, marriage is a whole lot harder than building a Legal Shield business. Being a parent is a whole lot harder, you know, working the job that you have for many years. So I love what Nick Serva says. It's all relative, right? Is Legal Shield hard? Relative to what? Relative to, you know, working all day for somebody else? No, not so much. You know, relative to owning your own business? No, not really. So it's all relative. But for me, when I got involved with Legal Shield, because I knew nothing, then I really literally had no experience in business. I had no choice but to be coachable. And what I would suggest is that maybe think like that. Maybe try to forget everything that you've learned in another business or another network marketing company, or maybe even up to this point in Legal Shield, because the fundamentals don't change, but things do change, right? I mean, we're becoming a very tech-savvy company. We're moving into the digital age. We're becoming something that's attractive to millennials, and this is really how I share Legal Shield now. I say Legal Shield is this really cool high-tech company that is making it accessible for people to access the legal system through technology, which is the high tech side. But the coolest and most powerful part is the high touch, in that we are backed by top law firms that we've gathered and cultivated over the last 44 years that we've been in business. So we have amazing solutions that are technologically advanced, and we're backed by powerhouse law firms that are going to be giving that one-on-one attention to our clients. I never used to say that. I never used to talk about our app. I never used to talk about, you know, the snap and the speeding ticket, but that's part of evolving. That's part of changing. So what I would suggest is try to become new in the business every day. Wake up with that newness, that freshness, and say, what can I learn today? If I were brand new in Legal Shield, if I were just getting started today, what would be my activity? Well, one, you would get in touch with your why, right? Your reason for doing it. Just like you did when you first got started months ago or years ago or weeks ago. Then you would make a list. You'd make a list of everybody that you know, and you'd start contacting and inviting people to take a look at this business. I love what Mr. Coyne says, where he says it's not recruiting, it's staffing, right? You're staffing your business. You're looking for talent. You're looking for people to fill roles. And you have the ability to do that nationwide and to build an asset that's paying you from ongoing transactions that you aren't even involved in long after you're even here. I mean, that's an incredible value proposition. And if you just had gotten started in Legal Shield and you were fired up about your reason for doing it, wouldn't you make a list of the people that you know and start getting that word out? I mean, chances are, if you're on this call, you did that. You had some type of a pop in the beginning. So what happened? Why'd you stop? Was it because you now know it all? You know the membership so well, you don't need to go back to leveraging it off to a third-party tool or an expert? Is it because you're such a great recruiter that you don't need anyone to do a three-way call anymore? You see, the number one reason why people fail is because they succeed. Nothing fails like success, right? We stop doing the things that we did that got us to this level, And then we wonder why we don't go to the next level. And guess who I'm talking to? Myself, right? The trainer is always the one getting the most out of it. It's true. We get lost in the sauce. We get bogged down by all the new exciting stuff that's coming out. And, you know, this B2B and this new app and this new person being hired and this new leadership and this new avenue. Look, the business boils down to three things. And this is what I've built my business from and on over the past few years, really, when my business started to take off and really take off was when I simplified, I clarified, and I uncluttered my business. And I figured out that there were three things that actually mattered, three skill sets that I needed to master and I needed to teach a team of people to pursue mastery in, and everything else would take care of itself. And I'm going to give you these three things. It's what I call the focus three. Number one of the focus three is recruiting. And I love how Frank speaks to this, right? It's staffing your family business. It's just a cool way to think about it. It's liberating. It kind of frees you up because recruiting is kind of heavy, isn't it? You know, nobody wants to be recruited. Nobody wants to be, you know, brought into something. They want to be invited. They want to make a decision for themselves. They want to be vetted. They want to be hired. You know, they do. And, you know, most people don't have an entrepreneurial business ownership mindset. Most people have a job mindset, have an employment mindset. And it's important that we speak their language. So you don't have to be misleading and seem like we're, you know, offering a salary and benefits. There's ways that we can position our opportunity with posture to speak their language. So we can say things like, hey, look, I started a business and I'm really opening up here in this area. This is something I say all the time. This company, you know, I partnered with is completely untapped. It's insane. I mean, the company's actually been in business for a while, but they got purchased a few years back for $650 million by a private equity firm, and they're expanding like crazy right here in this area. And I'm looking for some great people to partner with, to bring on board, to really, you know, equip the team and staff our business here locally. Let me ask you a question. Are you keeping your options open as far as your income? Look, that is the million-dollar question. That is the most important question you can ask a prospect. I've built my whole business on this simple question. Are you keeping your options open as far as your income? Are you keeping your income options open? It's really important, by the way, that you use the word income because it can be misleading, okay? If you say, hey, you keeping your options open? They might get the wrong idea, okay? It's income options. So when you ask that question, if the person says no, don't waste a whole lot of time on them. Don't, you know, spend a great deal of effort trying to convince them. Just move right on to the next person. There's plenty of people. So the first of the focus three is that, recruiting, right? Building a team. Staying focused on finding new blood, new business partners. Number two of the focus three is getting started right. Launching the business. Helping that person get acquainted with their why, inspiring them to make a list and to get into action immediately, have them book a private business reception and a private conference call, and get them paid and get them promoted. There is no money that is more important than that first paycheck. You can recruit somebody and they can become a millionaire club member. And that first $200 or $300 that they make are the most important dollars that they will ever get paid. Because if you don't get them paid those first dollars, that belief direct deposit, right, that belief check, they won't be around to get that millionth dollar to make them a millionaire club member. And I bet we could all think back to that first deposit. Think, I mean, try to go back to when you got paid and all of a sudden it became real. And I don't care if you were already a millionaire when you got involved in Legal Shield or if you needed that money to keep the lights on. It became real. And I don't know what it is. We can tell people. We can say, hey, this company's legitimate. They're going to pay you. They're going to direct deposit into your bank account. Something magical happens when it actually goes from Legal Shield's bank account into their personal bank account. It becomes real. And the sooner that happens, the better. And it's got to happen quick. Or as we know, people are dead in the water. The birds will get them, right? They'll get, you know, burnt out by the sun. Something will happen where they just disappear. So what I do is I focus on recruiting and then getting those people started right. And then the third skill that you have to build a big business with Legal Shield is you have to be a great promoter. So number three is promoting. Number one is recruiting. Number two is getting started right. And number three is promoting. Again, recruiting, getting started right, and promoting. What do I mean by promoting? I don't mean passing out your business cards or putting, you know, things on Facebook. I mean having conversations with your team to get onto conference calls. Let me ask you a question. How many dials did you make to your team to be on this call? And if you say, well, no, people on my team don't qualify for this call. From what I understand, it's a performance club call. Well, what's coming first, the chicken or the egg? Is it maybe because the promoting isn't up and therefore the production isn't up? Because production will always be preceded by promoting, getting people plugged in. How many people do you have on your team coming to the convention? How many people are committed to the Super Saturday? How many people are coming out to the business briefing? How many people get on to the leadership show? And you might think, well, yeah, that's on them. You know, if they're either going to go or they're not going to go, no. You take responsibility and you be a leader, because a leader gets somebody to do something they wouldn't have done had you not been there, right? Leadership is influence. It's nothing more. It's nothing less. So we as leaders have to influence our team to do something that they wouldn't have done had we not been there. So it's as simple as that. It's recruiting. It's getting people started right. And it's promoting. And everything else is a distraction. Everything else is white noise. And everything else will take care of itself if you keep the main thing, which is those three things. And I'll prove it to you. And if I had you in front of me in an audience, or if we were, you know, if I was able to see you, I'd ask you this question. Who here is committed to the 10 core commitments? And most people would raise their hand. They'd say, me, I'm all about the 10 core commitments. And I would say, great. So you're telling me that you live by the 10 core commitments. Yeah, I am. And then I like to ask this question. Who here has been in the business for longer than 6 months? And I'll ask each of you. How about a year? Who's been with Legal Shield for a year or more? How about 2 years, 5 years? And I say, great. So you're committed to the core commitments. Great. Well, let me ask you, what's core commitment number seven? How about number four? Five? Now, that should be a sobering question for you, because chances are most people can't answer it. And it's not because you're a bad Legal Shield associate. It's because it's 10 things. And when you got kids and you got a job and you got a spouse and, God forbid, you have some hobbies, 10 things can be a little bit overwhelming. If you were at the convention this summer, I was very humbled and honored to be able to train from the big stage, and I did this little bit where I talked about all the things in Legal Shield, and I wrote them down on a notebook, and I just started rattling them off. And I think people started to get it, and they kind of thought, wow, he's going to keep going. And I went off. I mean, I just named off all the jargon, all the different positions, all the tools, and you know, people started laughing because they're like, wow, that's a lot. And it is. It can be extremely overwhelming. So we've got to boil it down to those three things. And if I had to quiz you right now, what are those three things? Number one, recruiting. You remembered it, right? Number two, getting started right. You remembered it, right? And number three, promoting. So think about that. You've been in the business for as long as you've been, and you couldn't remember number seven or number four, but in just a few minutes on a phone call, just verbally, you could remember and internalize those three simple things. So just think about how much you're putting out to your team and keep it simple. Clarify, simplify, and unclutter. Thank you so much for having me on the line. I hope that brought value in the short time that we spent, and it is such an honor to share some of the wisdom that I've picked up from great leaders like yourself, and I look forward to seeing you all in Oklahoma City here in just a few months. God bless.
Nathan, you knocked a home run, babe. I mean,
I love it.
That wasn't a triple. I mean, that is really getting down to the nitty-gritty. When you have that kind of primary focus where you're only having to focus on three things, you know, staffing your company by recruiting people, and then getting them started right, sitting down. We did one last night.
Mm-hmm.
I did sat down with a young man and got him started right, got his PBR set up or PCC set up, and you know, and now we're getting him to promote the business, and we're teaching right from the very beginning exactly the right way. And the only way they know the right way is if you did it the right way with them.
Right, exactly. And then promoting events, you nailed it. Those three things. If we all get great at those three things, we all win. And so, Nathan, thank you so, so very much. And I've got the Gardeners still on the line, I think, and perhaps even Alicia. Are there any questions that you've got real quick or any comments you'd like to make for Nathan?
I'm here.
Okay, well,
John. I'm here. John is running towards me because he accidentally hit the wrong button on his phone and hung up.
I'm gonna
turn you over to John.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I grabbed my phone to turn the mute off and cut it off. So what was the question?
Well, just any comments you'd like to make to Nathan or any questions for him?
It was great, but it was what, you know, it's clarify, simplify. And what Frank's been teaching us, Nathan just taught us, and it's what matters. And, you know, our book, GoPro, has been talking about the fact that you got to recruit, and then you got to have that sit down and get somebody started right, and then you got to promote. And Nathan was just another example. This is not rocket science. You can do phenomenally well, as he has done, by keeping it simple. I just thank you, Nathan, so much. And, you know, the hard part for people – the people who weren't at the convention and saw the best entertainment in the world in you and the best training in the world. I mean, it was wonderful. They just missed that. Hopefully they'll get to see you live again.
Oh yeah. They'll have him back on the stage. I can tell you that.
No question.
Thank you, John.
I mean, he's awesome.
I agree. Nathan, thank you so very much. So we're going to stay on with the team for a few minutes and recognize some people who've done some outstanding things. And
yeah, like top recruiters, membership sales and stuff. Go ahead.
Yes.
And Nathan, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Give me a call sometime and we'll chat again.
I will. I look forward to coming down south. I've never been to Charleston, so I'll have to come down and visit you guys.
Well,
Gardeners, I hope you heard that. That's great.
John, you need to book that young guy.
That would be awesome.
I just heard that. Nathan, expect a call.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
You got it, Nathan. You can hang on if you want to, buddy.
All righty. So I want to recognize the top recruiters for last week, the week of December 19th through the 23rd, the week before Christmas. We had a tie for first place between two people, Stanley Johnson out of Illinois and Kareen Rivers out of North Carolina. Congratulations.
Top in the group right there.
Yes, there was a lot of recruiting going on last week. Thankfully, it was awesome. And the top producers for last week, and again, December 19th through the 23rd, right before Christmas, Pacific Group Agencies, I want to tell you, took number one with 122 memberships turned in. Obviously, a big group, which was exciting. And then we had Cleveland Ray come in second with 90 and Charles Steele with 87. And I'm telling you, that was a big production week last week. So congratulations
to all
of you.
That was just 1 week, right?
That was just 1 week.
Just one week, okay.
And then the level advancements. This is the most exciting thing to me because all these people are now in line to be leveling up and earning the extra bonuses. So we've got 5 new senior associates last week. LeGreg Burns out of Georgia, Shannon Edwards out of South Carolina, Jessica DeMarcia out of Ohio, Julie Hodge out of Georgia, and Angela Bradley out of Georgia. Congratulations.
We got, what, two new managers?
We do. Southern Christian Leadership advanced to manager last week. Tara Tester, and that's out of Georgia. Kara Tester out of North Carolina is the new manager as well. And then we want to give a big, huge congratulations on Tom Miner's team. Stanley Johnson is a brand new senior manager in Illinois.
I love it. And look at all the new directors. I mean, this is crazy.
I know. Out of Georgia, Charles Steele, director. Cleveland Ray out of Georgia, a new director. As well as Jay Smith out of Illinois. And that's Howard Batchelor out of South Carolina. And Robin Woolf out of Virginia. And Leslie Santiago out of North Carolina.
All new directors.
All new directors. And I think one or two of those actually came in the broker program. Most of those actually upranked through the moving up the scale from senior manager to director.
Oh, that's
great. Super exciting.
Two new EDs too, right?
Yes, we're going to announce that after the end of the month. Can't wait to let you know about that. And I want to just end the call here with one more thing about the comments that Jeff Bell made. Now, I just have to tell you that Frank and I do not...
No, I did not get in on that call. I don't know how...
It was an email.
Okay. All right. I didn't read it. I didn't see it.
Well...
Okay.
I just want everybody to make sure that on January 3rd, you are clearing your calendar to get the news about what's going to be happening in the first quarter of this year. There's going to be a simple change in some things that are going to truly allow momentum... More recruiting faster, new recruits recruiting new recruits faster than ever and more effectively than ever. So
yeah, that's going to happen on the 3rd?
Yes, that's going to happen on January 3rd. So you want to be tuning in to your leadership call on January the 3rd because that's going to be maybe the most exciting day.
That'll kick the year off.
It'll definitely kick your year off. Terrific. So, that's not all. There'll be a lot more, but I just want everybody to focus on that.
They've been working on it for a long time.
Yes, it is going to be phenomenal. So January the 3rd is a Tuesday. Obviously, Monday is a holiday celebration for New Year's. So 11 o'clock Eastern time, we want to all be glued in. And you can't call in anymore. You've got to be on your computer. So if that's impossible, make sure you're tied in with somebody in your organization that can get the news firsthand and get it to you if you're at work or whatever, because you don't want to even wait to the end of the day to learn what's going on.
Well, and the main thing is once you get the information, make sure you're getting it out to all your team members that weren't on the call. But the thing is to promote the call so big that every one of your team members is on that call.
Yes, and we're going to look forward to having Mr. Eddie Smith on the call next week. We haven't told him yet, but he's going to be announcing two new executive directors.
On his team.
Yes, maybe more.
And listen, it's going to be New Year's here soon, but we've still got a few days left in the month, right?
Yes.
So make sure that tomorrow you're in somebody's face or in somebody's ear telling them about LegalShield and see how many times you can get your team to do that. Some of you are going to have a lot of PBRs or PCCs. You know, this is a time to staff your company with a lot of people. Look for those single parents to take this product to the other single parents and teachers to take it into the schools and preachers to take it into the churches and insurance agents and financial planners to take it to their customers. Just keep staffing your company so that, you know, over the next 36, 60 months, you can build some equity in ongoing transactions that you're not having nothing to do with, but you're getting paid off of. And then when New Year's
happened. We forgot the book report. Tom, thank you for texting me.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, my gosh. We've got the most important book of the year that we're all reading at the end of the month here. And so, Tom, thank you so much for texting me. I got ahead of myself in my notes tonight. So we've got just a few more minutes that we are going to spend together. And this is a great way, actually, to recap the call and to recap the training tonight. So Mr. Tom Miner is a regional manager
in Illinois.
He's a great friend, and he also has upranks going on in his organization, some great growth going on, and we're excited about what's happening. So, Mr. Miner, thank you so much for your
time. We were so excited about the announcements.
I know.
Go for it, Tom.
Go for it, Mr. Miner.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, it really is a great honor to be asked to do the book report. And I think for anybody out there looking for self-actualization and personal growth, they should subscribe to actually be a part of the people that, you know, actually give the book report. So I'm going to make it real quick because I know people are ready to get the month and the activity together. So the book that we're looking at or we've been reading this last month is Seasons of Life by Jim Rohn. And it's a real concise read, and it talks about spring, summer, winter, and fall, and it used metaphor to show how these things can apply to your life. And I just want to kind of add a new twist to it, because what I did was that instead of just going through, you know, what the book says, I want to apply it to our business, because I think that's what most people are looking for, is how they can take these readings and somehow apply it to what they do and bring meaning to what they do. So to do that, I did something we talk about a lot. In this business, we always talk about 90-day runs, which, you know, one 90-day period of time focus on specific activities can actually change your business, and we've seen it time and time from people on the stage. But when I started looking at this book report and what I had to do tonight, I look at 90 days, and I divided it into four different segments, and I label those spring, summer, fall, and winter. So if we look at the particular period of time that we're in right now, I look at that as far as our Legal Shield business is concerned as being the winter. And that 90-day period of winter for Legal Shield, which is different than probably the season that we're accustomed to, the way I look at it is it's from October through December. Winter, unlike what most people think, can offer you tremendous amount of opportunities. Because it is a time when a lot of people kind of let their guards down, but at the same time, a lot of people are looking. Because for people who didn't properly prepare for the winter months, it's not a time of a festivity and family. It is really a time of just hurrying to get through. They're frustrated because of all the things that come with this time of the year that requires you to spend money and to do things, and you have a lot of time to think about the things that didn't go wrong or didn't go right. So for people in our business, look at these winter months between October and December, where we're at right now, and sit back and reflect on how you want to be next year, because we know one of the 10 core commitments to be here a year from now. So the period of time that we're getting ready to come into is going to be our springtime. From January through March, this is the time to plant. This is the time to go out and staff your family business. And as Mrs. Acoin announced, the company is going to help you. I mean, you're going to see all types of promotions. Tax returns are going to be coming back. This next 90 days coming up will be a good time to go ahead and do the planting. Consider this to be the spring of your Legal Shield business. And I think you'll see yourself really having a good summertime if you take these next 90 days from January to March real serious. And that leads us to summer, which also coincides with our national convention. So if you plant real hard and cultivate your associates or your seeds, whatever you want to look at it, the month between March and June can be the summer of your Legal Shield business. That's the time where you get to kind of, you get to celebrate what you've planted. You also have to protect it. Because unlike the stuff that we plant and harvest, the weeds and the bugs and stuff like that, they need no farmers. They come naturally to destroy what we have made. So this is the time when we need to protect and grow by getting our people to the conventions and also getting them in the mindset that fall and winter is going to come along. And then the fall of our business will be the next 90 days, and that's between July, August, and September. This is when you can tell that you have done well. You'll see the things that you've done before, and you kind of can look forward to the winter months that will surely come, because, you know, they always do. With predictability, they will come. But this is the time that you can tell that things went good. You know, school starts, people are starting out and get back into that mode. And so, I mean, we're still working all the time, but those months between July and August, look at those as being the fall, which now leads us back to winter, which is the time that we're in now. And one thing you can be assured of, these cycles will continue. And sometimes you might find yourself seeing a little winter in the summer and a little summer in the fall. So it can happen at any time. And one thing about this is when we look at our lives, sometimes your personal life can be on a different cycle than your business life. Because what I mean by that is, like, when people first get started in business, it's such an exciting time, especially if you can get them started right, like our speaker had talked about. That can be an early summer for them and also a summer for you. Or it could be a time where if you got them started now, you can have a little summertime and wintertime if you have some new associates and new lifeblood come into your business. So when you start looking at your business, remember that the cycle that we have in our business is a little bit different than the cycle than you see in the natural course, but it's that way for a reason, because the highlight of our business is going to be around the convention. And I would like to close by sharing this one statement, which is almost at the end of the reading, and it talks about, it says, be grateful for your adversities, but for your own future, make your adversities work for you, not against you, because the world is more than willing to stand by and let you feel sorry for yourself until you finally die broke and alone, if that's the way you want it. But it will stand for you once you firmly decide that your present situation is only temporary, and you will get back up and go on and make your mark. And the world doesn't matter or doesn't have time to care which one you choose. So for yourself, give it a run with your eyes firmly on achievement, not merely on existence and self-pity. So with the spring coming up in our business, this is a good time for all of us to go out and plant the harvest we want to reap in the summer and in the fall. Back to you, Mr. and Mrs. Scorn.
I'll tell you, Tom, that sounds like it comes from a lot of life experiences, and I think you just helped a lot of people in this business.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
great,
that was a
job.
Great book report relating it directly to not only our business, but everybody's life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a good way to end this call, and I'd just like to tell everybody on the call that Tom goes to a lot of trouble to get ready for these book reviews, and one day we'd like to have some of you on here, like Tom said, you know, and so your team will know you, and the whole country will know you, and then as you grow, we'd like to have y'all on as the keynote speaker and doing some training yourself. So, Teresa, I think that's a wrap. We want to thank Alicia Badon and Tom Miner and Nathan
Bourne. Nathan Bourne did a phenomenal job. And
John,
everybody.
John Gardner for his comment, and Elizabeth for getting John on the phone.
Yes. And everybody, I want you to have a safe, wonderful, happy New Year's. And let's celebrate this incredible business and friendship and family together. You are our performance family, and we are grateful for every single one of you.
Yeah, every year we've been here. This is going into another year now. You know that, don't
that's
you?
Right.
Listen, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa and Sonny Charleston saying thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye now.